The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, we've got, the presumptive nominees of both parties pretty much set. And I know some people get in there. Wait a minute, Cruz is still there and Kasich and all that. But Scott, we were just talking about, how many actual, primaries have each of the, candidates, have they won here? We know that Kasich's only won one, his own state. He keeps saying that. But Cruz has how many?
Cruz has won 10, Trump has won 25, and Rubio still has the one win in Minnesota.
Right. So here it is again, what we talked about, you and I. We said, hey, look at the tsunami out of New York. This could set everything in motion and be totally downhill for Trump. And that seems to be the case. And, no matter what it looks like Cruz is trying to do in Indiana with his Hail Mary pass of of choosing Fiorina as vice president. I mean, hey, good move. I mean, if you're going to go down, you might as well go down fighting, right?
Well, it never helps to go down with bullets in the gun, right?
Well, hey, no, you got to expend them, and there's no reason to hold back your fouls either. But I got to tell you, I respect Carly Fiorina. I think she's a very intelligent woman, very very sharp. But the nature sometimes of politics is it can make you stupid sometimes. You know that?
I've seen it, yes.
Because you have to justify some things where you go, wait a minute, you're smarter than that. How did you come up with that? I mean, for example, here's what she had to say about John Kasich. Play this sounder for everybody.
Following the big announcement, Allie.
And on the other hand, you have Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina, who are going to fight the system and who know what this fight is about. And we're going to go to Cleveland and we're going to win the nomination.
You dropped out of your own race, obviously, earlier this year. Ted Cruz has so far not been able to catch up with Donald Trump in the delegate count. So my question is, how are two people who have not been able to beat Donald Trump yet better than one person who hasn't been able to overtake
him?
Actually,
Ted Cruz has beaten Donald Trump a lot of times.
Not nationally yet. He's still trailing the delegate count, obviously.
Yeah, but he's won in a lot of states. I know the media wants to kind of forget about that. Donald Trump has lost to Ted Cruz in a lot of states. And also importantly, he's lost to Ted Cruz when only Republicans are allowed to vote. The majority of Republicans do not want Donald J. Trump as their nominee. It shows up in every single poll. And the last time I looked, it's Republicans' job to nominate our Republican president or nominee for president. So, Donald Trump has lost. Yes, he's racking up delegates, so is Ted Cruz. I actually think the person you should be asking this question to is John Kasich. He didn't get the memo. When you can't win, you need to get out. Do you see a role? I hear you talk about
you make that statement. I mean, that's, when you can't win, you ought to drop out. And, she may be, having to eat her own words there. What do you think?
Well, it's a funny statement to make because she prefaces it with the whole, whenever it's just Republicans voting, Cruz wins. Well, yeah, I mean, if I take a vote of just my family members, I guess I'm going to win a lot of elections as well. Unfortunately, that's not how the process works.
Yeah, how do you project it to the national? Because in the national, it's not just Republicans that vote, right?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so. Yeah, I didn't know if they changed the rules or not, because they're always talking about the rules changing. Yeah, bless their hearts. I mean, they're sitting there trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, as they say here, and trying to make the most of a very difficult situation. And I got to hand it to Cruz. I mean, the guy, he's not ready to pack it up yet. And for him to choose Carly like this, it almost is reminiscent of the Sarah Palin choice. Although, John McCain did it, going into the convention. But, hey, this is one of those things. You got to try to revive the campaign. And, whether or not this will do it, time will tell. But what's looking, as far as you know, where he wants to make his stand in Indiana. Well, I'll tell you, yesterday at that meeting, you got Bobby Knight there, you know, cheering on Donald Trump. Looks like an uphill battle for Mr. Cruz. It's just about five after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, can't you just imagine yourself? You're on a Harley. You're on the open road and listening to a little Barry White in your headsets. I mean, I don't know how much nicer and how much better it can get than that. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Speaking of Harley, yes, I am. I'm a Harley man. And it's time to talk about summer just being around the corner. In fact, our next guest reminds us we're at the 50-day warning here, okay? Summer around the corner, and you don't want to be left on the side of the road this year. And we're grateful to have the one and only Bill Davidson, the vice president of the Harley-Davidson Museum. Yes, he's the great-grandson of Harley-Davidson co-founder William A. Davidson, and he's back with us to talk about getting prepared for the summer cruise. Bill Davidson, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
It's an exciting time of the year.
Hey, anytime we can talk Harley, you know, you just pick up the phone. You're on with me. You know how that is. It's just terrific. In fact, one of the things we're doing, we're in the final stages of putting together an RV. We're gonna tour across the country and take the show live at the grassroots level, and we're gonna have a lot of fun with it. And one of my stops definitely is gonna be at the museum there. I'm gonna be knocking on your door and, you know, and bring a cup of coffee and say, "Hey, look it, we got to check this out. I've never been there before."
Oh, that's fantastic! I'm so pleased you're going to stop. The museum is truly a treasure chest of over 113 years of our iconic brand, and so much to see here. That we attract people from all walks of life, from all over the world. And yesterday, I met a gentleman. He was actually from France. Kind of a thrill seeker. He crossed the Arctic this winter on a Harley. Rode 20 kilometers across the ice.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you got stories. I mean, you get stories like this with Harley owners because there's such a love for the product and the whole experience of motorcycle riding. And of course, Harley has been behind, from day one, the safety and practical use of the experience. I mean, and we just so appreciate, the quality product, American made, and, the way you guys back up the product and everything. And, it's no wonder that you have fans all over the world that tell their stories, just like this gentleman. I mean, coming across the Arctic on his motorcycle, on his Harley, what an experience.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. Our number one objective as a company is to fulfill dreams of personal freedom. And everybody wants personal freedom. And when you put personal freedom into a formula, it's really about having that fun. And what a better way to have fun than on the seat of a Harley-Davidson traveling around the U.S. of A., checking out the wonderful things that our country has to offer, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the people, To do it from the seat of a Harley, I can't think of a better dream than that. I've been doing it all my life, and someday I'm going to write a book because the experiences have been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's like, where do you start? I mean, it's going to be volumes there, Bill, you know, with the stories and expressions that you must have experienced and that you hold to. You know, and it's interesting to hear you say about the freedom that being on a Harley gives you, because I can tell you when I purchased my first Harley, a Dyna Wide Glide, was the anniversary model, that was just phenomenal. I mean, it was life-changing. I mean, I agree with you. It's like one friend, you know, said to me, he says, now you understand why dogs stick their head out the window in your car.
That's right, Bill. You know, I have to tell you that the people we have met that have just learned how to ride, maybe they've taken our Riding Academy course, which is offered through our dealerships, phenomenal course to learn how to ride. But after they've taken that and they've got their license, you know, Willie and I will be at Sturgis or Daytona, and these people come up to us, and they're grinning from ear to ear, and they're excited to meet us, but they always say, we can't thank you enough. You have changed our lives, and what fun we are having. It is,
exactly.
And it's so awesome. We're so proud of that, to be able to provide that for people through our awesome motorcycles, our clothing, our accessories, the Harley Owners Group, the Riding Academy, the destination of riding to the museum. It's just great, great experiences.
Well, Bill, I want to expand and open up a little bit the things that are hot in motorcycling for this year, including Harley's new Street Glide Special. Ian, tell us about that, if you would, Bill.
You bet. We've got, in fact, on our website, h-d.com, you can check out our full lineup of 2016 model year bikes. We just introduced a new bike last week. It's a new Sportster called the Roadster. Awesome motorcycle, and it's on the website. You got to check that out. The touring bikes, including the Street Glide Special, phenomenal. I rode a Street Glide Special out to Sturgis last year, and between the stereo, the nav system, the ride quality, the performance, it was just phenomenal. I didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
And all the touring bikes are awesome. The Electric Glides, the Road Glides, you've got to check them out. They are truly state-of-the-art. And the neat thing about a Harley-Davidson is it's unique. You know, when you think of the way it looks, the way it sounds, and when you ride it, the way it feels. It is truly a unique experience, and one that's really exhilarating, one people love.
Well, Bill, it attacks your senses. You know, just as you say, just when you sit on a Harley, you know you're on something substantial. You know, I remember many times just sitting there on my bike and just staring at the logo, the Harley-Davidson logo, right in the center of the forks. And you go, wow, this is just gorgeous. And as you say, you start up the bike and, and you hear the sound and of course I augmented the sound just a little bit, even when I was in California. I was right on the edge. You know, the neighbors would notice when I went by, but I tried to be respectful. But, just the sound, the feel, and then going out there in the open road, I mean, it really attacks every part of who you are, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, you add to that feel, that sound, the look, you add to that how your senses are exaggerated of the sights, the smells. And nature truly is exaggerated when you ride a motorcycle. And again, our country has so many beautiful destinations to absorb and see, and a bike will take you places you thought were never there. And
exactly.
People and friends, and it's just an awesome experience.
Well, Bill, about 30 seconds left. Some favorite summer rides for you and destinations, real quick.
Well, I love riding around Milwaukee. Milwaukee has a lot to offer, not only the museum, but our engine assembly plant is here, which you can take tours of. That's a really cool thing to see, these engines coming together, the heartbeat of a Harley-Davidson. And Sturgis, obviously, Daytona, the ride. ride up the coast of Lake Michigan in the state of Wisconsin is awesome. The ride up the along the Mississippi River.
Well, Bill, we're out of time. Real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Check out our website at h-d.com. It's a great site and fun to visit.
Bill Davidson, Vice President of the Harley-Davidson Museum. Thank you, Bill.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Drop me an email if you have a question. I know I already got a couple of tweets here. Martinez, let me know what's going on here. We missed all the information from Congressman Blackburn, if you want to stay on top of what's going on with the select committee there. Her website, blackburn.house.gov, okay? Facebook, facebook.com/MarshaBlackburn. You can tweet her at Marsha Blackburn and Instagram at Marsha Blackburn. Okay? So that's the information there. Stay on top of what's going on. They've had a couple of hearings already. And keep in mind what the hearing is all about, as she explained to us, is that it's about gathering the information. We're not going to look at anything coming out in terms of whether it's Planned Parenthood or any, as she said, other abortion clinics. But, this has been against the law of selling baby parts since 1984. Again, it was reinforced in 93. So it's been going on for a long time. So obviously, they knew early on this could be a problem. And here we are down the road, and we're realizing, especially as a result of the David DeLeiden videos, we got trouble here in River City. So thank you very much, Congressman Marsha Blackburn, for her efforts and the committee, Republican and Democrat, to find the truth of this issue no matter where it leads. So all the best to them, and she will be in touch and keep us informed as to what is going on here. We're going to talk about foster parents, okay? How they play a vital role for the nearly 400,000 children in foster care across the United States, helping to offer nurturing and loving homes for vulnerable children, to celebrate and honor foster mothers throughout the country. Bethany Christian Services, a global nonprofit adoption and foster care agency, is inviting individuals and other organizations committed to child welfare to help kick off National Foster Care Month by celebrating the inaugural National Foster Mother's Day on the first Sunday in May. Why not? Okay. That is outstanding. This is going to be the first National Foster Mother's Day on the first Sunday in May. And here to explain this to us, Kimberly Offit. She's National Foster Care Adoption Director for Bethany Christian Services. Kimberly, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing well, Bill. So thankful to be here with you today.
Well, thank you so much for, first of all the great work Bethany Christian Services has been doing over the years. It really is an honor to have you on the show, and for me to thank you, for the many, many people that you have helped. You've been such a factor in the communities and that you service, and this latest idea about honoring Foster Mother's Day, I mean, this is really special because, as we know, parents who offer up foster care, they're, if I might say, just a unique brand of people that just have a heart that's bigger than their bodies to be able to do this.
Absolutely. Our foster mothers and foster fathers around the world are really taking on a challenge. They're a challenge in that, these are kids that they haven't given birth to biologically. Mm-hmm. So they're to be able to take a child into your home, to love on that child as if they're your own, but also be willing to love on them and give them back to a biological family. That in itself is a challenge for all foster moms and dads out there.
Well, and I've talked to many foster parents, and as I say, they have a rather unique wiring and a capacity for love that I stand in awe of. Particularly, here it is, they will invest their time, their family, resources, everything for a foster child. And then there comes that day where they, it's time to depart. And it is with, such a sweetness and a conflict at the same time. It's a sweetness that the child has now, found something more permanent, but bittersweet in as much as that this is somebody that has become part of their family, part of their life, somebody that they love. And I look over, because many foster parents that I've connected with, they have a kind of a wall of memories of these different children that have been a part of their lives that's just so special. And you just know each one has a rather unique story.
Absolutely. You know, we all do. As a foster mom, myself, there are so many children who've entered my home that I've loved on and cried over and prayed for and everything else, lost a lot of sleep over. I mean, they become our kids.
Yeah.
Yet we still have to remain aware that they have biological families out there who are fighting tooth and nail to get them back. And we have to be willing to love them but let them go. You know, that's hard. And that's why when you think about it, we want to be able to honor them and to thank them for the tireless work that they do. And often, you know, they may feel unappreciated for what they're offering of themselves. 'Cause kids don't always say thank you. So we want to be able to just say thank you for what
right.
you do.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't say it when at that time, but about 20, 30 years later when they themselves have children, they want to get a hold of you and say, I didn't thank you enough. You know, this is all part of the process, right?
Yeah, Mama, I get it now. Get it. So
exactly.
Yeah, if we can just raise the awareness about the need, the crisis, you already mentioned, Bill, that there's over 400,000 kids in foster care. And there's about 100,000 of those kids that are actually waiting for adoption. So to be able to find more families to open up their hearts and their homes for our kids is our goal, but to also be able to thank the ones that have.
Exactly. And that's what Foster Mother's Day is all about. I guess Hallmark is scrambling to come up with a card because this is the first one, right?
I hope they're scrambling to find a card because, my goodness, this is the first one that that Bethany has actually announced. You know, this is our first year of nationally celebrating our foster parents. But, you know, about 8 years ago, Foster Care Counts, which is an organization based out in L.A., actually started something like this, but it's only in L.A. So we want to be able to bring a national awareness to the need for more foster parents.
And if you can't find a card, just put a Crayola on it. Just put, you know, you can add Foster Mother's Day to the card, you know, or whatever, right? Come up with a creative way. And, in fact, tweet us with your ideas and we'll spread it out to everybody at hashtag BMartinezLive. I think this is a clever idea. I mean, more than an idea. I mean, it just hits a part of us. We understand the importance of a mom and dad and the significance of foster parenting for those that have been involved with it and the alternative to life that they offer these kids that have found themselves in tough situations, no fault of their own. And here it is. We're trying to make the best of a very difficult situation. Now, Bethany provides critical support to children in foster care in a variety of ways, including through its Operation Forever Family Initiative. Tell us about that program, Kimberly, if you would.
Well, that program is really focused on our kids who've been waiting the longest and who are actually at risk of aging out. So what we've done that's really creative and unique to be able to identify families for these kids is we've hired former foster kids who are young adults themselves, and they are now the lead recruiters for children who are currently waiting. So that young adult who used to be that foster child is now that person who's helping by using their voice and advocating for a current child that's in care.
Exactly. Well, the kind of children is really quick. We got less than a minute here, Kimberly, and I'm sorry because this is such a fascinating topic. And we wish you all the best for this inaugural National Foster Mother's Day. Where can the people go for more information?
Definitely. You can give us a call at 1-800-BETHANY or check us out on our website at www.bethany.org.
Yeah, pick up the phone and speak with Kimberly, speak with the others. That will, you know, help you understand, you know, the kind of cost you're looking, you know, the children that are involved in foster care, you know, are they troubled or bad kids, you know, to really give you the facts that you need to make an educated decision. Foster parenting is a special gift, and all our communities benefit greatly from foster parents involved in helping children. Thank you, Kimberly. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as the top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Little Boys of Summer music, huh? Maybe we should have played that, Scott, when we were talking with Bill Davison as we were riding on our Harleys together, huh? I don't know.
That seems like a much better idea.
Could have been appropriate. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, this is what happens. But, you know, we just kind of take a stab at it. Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Paul Kengor with us right now, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Dr. Paul, as always, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, wonderful. You've got an article up on the American Spectator, Trump's huge losing victory on Tuesday. I mean, this is getting into the numbers without getting deep in the weeds here, and it's right. Something to open up. I know. I think some people have been saying about Trump, you know, yes, you know, the numbers he's been accumulating and all that, are they all that decisive? And is this just a preamble of hopefully things that, you know, are down the road and hopefully are better? Because he keeps saying, hey, look, I haven't even started on Hillary yet. And look what I've done. I've taken care of, you know, 17 politicians here.
Yeah, well here's what really got to me. Here's the context, Bill. I turned on Sean Hannity's show on Fox, and and I've known Sean for years. I've done his show a bunch of times. But he's unbelievably pro-Trump. It's really obvious. And I know he gets very angry when he's accused of that bias, but it's just so obvious.
Okay. You don't have to accuse. I mean, that's redundant. You know, bless his heart. Come on. He's in the tank. You know,
right.
I can't watch it sometimes because it's too much. It loses some sense of objectivity.
Well, that's right. So I flipped it on Tuesday night, and he had Laura Ingraham on, who, if there's anybody even more in the tank for Trump than Sean, it's Laura Ingraham. And they were both marveling at all these allegedly new voters that Trump is drawing in and how marvelous this is going to be. And while I'm listening to them, I'm watching the Fox ticker at the bottom, and I'm seeing how Hillary's total number of votes versus Trump's. I mean, granted, Trump beat Cruz and Kasich in those five states handily, but I'm looking at his total votes versus Hillary's, and I'm saying, you guys got to be kidding me. Are you even looking at the data?
Right.
Let me give you an example. In Maryland, Trump got 237,000 votes. Hillary got 533,000. Bernie Sanders got 281. Bernie got way more votes in Maryland than Trump. Hillary got 2.5 times the number.
Maryland's closed, right, Paul?
It is.
So this is Republicans voting for Republicans, Democrats for Democrats. But still, you look at those raw numbers and you extrapolate them into the national and you go, whoa, wait a minute, do we have trouble here in River City?
Yeah, in New York, I'm listening to people like Sean and others saying, suggesting at least that, you know, maybe Trump could even win New York for the Republicans. Look, last week, Trump got 500,000 votes in New York. Hillary Clinton got 1 million. And Bernie Sanders got 760,000. In all five states on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton got more votes in all five states than Trump did. And Bernie Sanders got more votes in three of the five states than Trump did. So this idea that hey, go for Trump because this is new and it's going to bring in a whole bunch of new people, and we're suddenly going to win states as Republicans that we haven't been competitive in years, there is absolutely no evidence for that. And the Trump's supposedly enormous victory on Tuesday and the one the previous week in New York, that's not telling us that at all. That's just showing us that these people who are rallying around Trump are taking the GOP into a suicide mission in November. That's what's being shown here. People got to put the emotion aside and start looking at some facts.
Yeah, but what can they do? I mean, at this point, even with Trump's numbers, if you ran it against Cruz or Kasich, and maybe even if you ran all three, you couldn't do this because, you know, you're only talking head-to-head Trump and Clinton. If you take Clinton's numbers and Sanders' numbers, even a percentage of those, making the switch over, and they've already, Hillary's already tried to make nice with Sanders and try to build a bridge into that constituency because it's pretty much a fait accompli. And so her next big job is to accumulate those Sanders voters and bring them into the tent on the Clinton side of the, of the hors d'oeuvre dish.
Sure.
You know, at that point, you know, just Connecticut alone, what are we looking at, 300,000 versus 122 of Trump?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Connecticut as well. Clinton and Sanders each got more votes than Trump did in Connecticut. And look, I know some people probably listening saying, well, are you saying that Cruz is going to win Connecticut? No. But look at the overall national numbers for the entire country. And Trump, the last I checked, which was I think the day before yesterday, is losing to Hillary in the Real Clear Politics average 49-40%. That's actually good for Trump.
Yeah.
He's typically trailing her by about 12. And he's even trailing Bernie by 18. The last I checked on Cruz, he was behind Hillary, I think, by 2 or maybe 3. And Cruz is always within about 2 or 3 of Hillary, plus minus either way. Sometimes he beats her by 2 or 3. So you know, nationally, Cruz has a better chance. And look, I don't like Kasich, but Kasich leads her by like 8. The point, what I'm really upset about coming off of Tuesday are the Trump cheerleaders like Hannity and Laura Ingraham, who are suggesting that all these new voters are coming in. You know, just look at the wondrous results on Tuesday. No. What last Tuesday showed you is that there's no way that this guy that you think is drawing new voters, no, there's no way he's going to beat Hillary.
The numbers are not, they're not showing it
in those states. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, the only thing that I can think of here, as far as Trump is concerned, is Trump is going to pull out all stops. I think I said this with one of the headlines. Oh, we were talking with J.D. Hayworth. I said, you know, here it is. It's going to be it's almost a fait accompli. The presumptive nominees, Hillary and Trump, let the bloodletting begin. You better hide the kids, because
right.
it's going to get ugly. Because, I mean, Trump, with his ego, is not, I mean, this is, as he said, I think a couple nights ago, he hasn't even begun to put any attack or any pressure on Hillary. All his guns have been to take care of the immediate, but there's going to have to be a lot of devastation is going to have to take place to turn this thing around, you know, short of Hillary being fit for an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, he's definitely going to hammer her hard, but I think what's going to happen with it, Bill, is it's probably, it's going to, some Republicans will like it, a lot of Republicans will like it, but with a man who already has like 60-70% negatives, I think it's going to even alienate more. Certainly anybody on the Democratic side or the crossover side, I honestly, and this is what I'm trying to warn Republicans about, you've got to look to the general election. I think Trump peaks at 40%, and I don't see anything that he would say or do to Hillary that's going to bring him over 40%. Now, it might knock Hillary down a little bit more, but you know, I don't think she'll get 50, which is why Cruz or Kasich or really, frankly, almost any of the other original 17 Republicans would beat Hillary. I just think with Trump, people are pushing somebody who's so thoroughly unlikable that no matter what he says about Hillary, I don't think he has a chance in the general election. And we ignore facts and data at our peril.
Well, and you've got a clash of ideology here, and this is where you've got Republicans and conservatives trying to view this through their heart and emotions as opposed to seeing the reality of it. They got to consider that here you got Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, out of the closet, full blast, and he's capturing how much of the vote? And Hillary Clinton is moving more that way, and together, how much of the vote? You know, at some point, I mean, we understand you want to, you know, smash people in the teeth for being abused and all this, and it gives the conservative ideologues maybe some satisfaction. But as you say, what does it do for the national? Dr. Paul Kengor has been with us on Bill Martinez. Good stuff. Thank you, Paul. 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Say it one more time.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or on your smartphone or TuneIn Radio, we're in over 270, I think 75 markets. So we're growing. We're getting up to over 280 markets now. We thank you very much for your support and telling your local stations, hey, look it, put the Bill Martinez Live Show on. And I appreciate you spreading the word out there because we continue to add affiliates. And we appreciate also our affiliation with WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, who carries us on shortwave around the world as well. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Stork. Go to SaveTheStorks.com for all the information you need. You've heard me talk about them. 21 buses right now around the country sitting outside of abortion clinics offering women who have made a decision to, seek an abortion. And they say, hey, do you want to come in and we'll give you a free sonogram and let you see what's inside you. 85% of the women that take up that offer change their mind. And, you know, the good news about Save the Storks is it doesn't stop right there. They understand that this is a journey. Now somebody's chosen life. It's going to be a process. There's a commitment there. And they come alongside that woman, that family, to help them out to, fulfill their decision and to support them every step of the way. So 21 more buses on the line getting ready to be rolled out. I ask you, hey, get on the bus with us. Partner with me. Partner with us. Save the Storks. Give them a call, 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to get on the bus. Any size donation, much appreciated. Thank you so much. We got Patrick Wood with us, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. And we probably need 3 and 4 now, the way it keeps growing, Patrick. And he remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. How do you like me now? Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here with you.
Well, I'll tell you, lots of eyes are on China. I mean, we hear all kinds of problems economically. All this stuff, the militarization, they've got, this military buildup of this island, and it's not right off their coast. I mean, it is quite a ways out there. in the Pacific, South China Seas there, which is most incredible. That spells trouble in River City big time, even though I have a friend of mine who's very pro-Chinese. Says, well, they've never attacked anybody. They're only there to protect. Maybe if you want to drink that Kool-Aid, that's okay. And that may be the case that they've never attacked anybody. I don't know that for a fact. But that's her perspective. I said, okay, I've got to look into this a little bit more, but you got to agree, it's quite provocative.
Well, it is, and China's going to be an increasing problem to the West, I think, in the next several years. One of the things that, and how it relates to to the work that I do with technocracy, is that China very much has been converted over the years into a technocracy. That is, it's a society run by autocrats, totalitarians for sure, but they're operating according to what they view as the scientific method and, you know, the scientific approach to everything. They're micromanaging their economy, their citizens, their social structure and everything. They're micromanaging it according to their very secular scientific mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And this is new in on the face of the world. You know, we're used to dealing with communist dictatorships and the USSR and Red China for many decades, and people still look at them that way. They think, oh, well, they're kind of in the world now. They're doing, you know, they're in the economic world. They're part of the WTO. They're participating in trade agreements, this, that, and the other, and they think that they've somehow modernized, or maybe they've got crossbred or somehow with capitalism. But technocracy is another animal, and we're going to learn about technocracy and how it behaves and what it does through China.
Yeah, and that's it's a different economic order altogether, Patrick, as you've been sharing with us over the years, you know, coming on here. And I mean, here it is with all the people, the population density that they have. I mean, to the point that they limit children and all this sort of thing that they do. But now the thing to keep an eye on is what they're doing in robotics. I mean, they're replacing their people. So what are they going to do with their people? They're just going to be peasants now?
Well, I know. This is so antithetic to the narrative that we hear in the media about, you know, how to put people to work and how China's stolen jobs from us. And they have.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken whole industries away from America. And they're, you know, using very inexpensive labor over there, in some cases literally slave labor, to do things for Western companies. But now you have a major initiative within China to develop robot factories, robotic factories. This is a technocrat mindset.
Mm-hmm.
If you can use technology to do anything, to replace some function that people were doing, they'll do it because it's a good thing. So they're pursuing creating armies or swarms of robots to run their factories, displacing millions and millions of people that were just kind of climbing up the economic ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is going to happen here too. This is what the people at the World Economic Forum this last year called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And that's all they talked about at Davos, at the last meeting, actually.
Yeah, $15 an hour means nothing to them. That's irrelevant, right? It's just, let the peons play with $15 an hour. We're moving on with our technology.
Well, that's right. And now, you know, if you can buy a $50,000 machine that will run for, say, 5 years, and you don't have to pay it overtime, and you don't have to do anything, maybe put some oil in it, you know, like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Not to mention all the related taxes, right? All the taxes,
right,
the benefits,
right.
Obamacare and all that. But we may have Obamacare for robots, though.
That's right. And so, yeah, you get a maintenance contract, a warranty extension on your robot instead of health insurance for for a person.
Yeah.
But China is dead serious about global domination via robotics. And then, in other words, making robot factories to make things for suckers like us,
right,
where there's virtually no cost, no labor cost at all, just machine cost.
Now, what are the laborers thinking there, Patrick? I mean, they're, you know, is this article starts inside a large windowless room in an electronics factory in South Shanghai. About 15 workers are eyeing a small robot arm with frustration. I mean, they're seeing what's on the horizon here, aren't they?
Well, I think they are. And, I don't know how they feel, because I haven't lost my job to a robot. But if I had a job one day and they rolled in a machine, said, this machine's going to do your job now, get out, I would feel pretty bad, because I was trained to do that job, and, I'm watching an inanimate machine do the same work that I did. I mean, it makes you feel pretty worthless, right?
Exactly.
What was I doing that for anyway, if the job was that menial and stupid? But this is sweeping the world. It's not just China. The reason I watch China is I figure at this point, as far as technocracy is concerned, they are the bellwether on a global basis to watch, that because you see you see the mindset, you see the technologies being implemented without any social overlay on it, no ethical discussion necessary. When you have a Politburo that makes all the decisions and there's no parliamentary process, basically get in a room, smoke a cigar, drink some scotch, and say, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And the people have to go along with it. So this suits the technocracy mindset just fine, because they don't have to worry about politicians or anything else. They just summarily do stuff. And the stuff they're doing in China will just basically just stand your hair on end.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned before, as we were talking yesterday, that we've got robotic policemen as well. So even the police force is getting replaced possibly, huh?
Well, they are, and this is also starting to happen here, but it will. They're testing technology in China. In many cases, it was patently illegal to do in the United States for good reason. But, because we're a republic over here, we have different set of, different mindset on freedom and liberty, et cetera, than they do. So they've taken this technology that couldn't be done here and perfected it in China, where there's no limitations. And once the technology is perfected in China, then it is snuck back into our system as, something now has been tested and proven. We don't have to have guinea pigs anymore. And, things like surveillance technology.
Yeah, you just change out the chip, right, based on the orders and the province that you're in, right? So
that's exactly right.
So exactly.
You have these little robot security machines that actually were developed in Silicon Valley a few years ago. They show up in China. Now, the ones in Silicon Valley only had sensors to call 911 or something if they spotted something.
Right.
But in China, they went one step further, and they put an electronic zapper in it, and they're going to use it for crowd control, dissenters, and protesters. So the robots will go out, and if you're standing in the way of a robot and he wants you to do something else, they'll have their arm now. In other words, they've got a weapon on them. It's an electric weapon. Fortunately, it's not a machine gun yet.
Yeah.
But
you
can see the way this trend goes. So now they're arming these robots to be used against people. This is not a good trend.
No.
And there's nowhere to stop it. Where do you say, we won't use that. We'll use rubber bullets now, let's say.
Well, RoboCop has come, and it's in China, in not full operation, but you got to know, in some small rooms, they're probably letting it go full hearty, no doubt about it. Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 1970s. Thank you, Patrick.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.